I opened my eyes and saw that we had reached the Barnett Place, a pasture up on the flats that Loper had leased for the summer. The pickup lurched to a stop. I rose from the spare tire and went straight into a yawning and stretching procedure. There, that felt better. The toxic vapors Drover had unleashed inside my brain had drifted away, leaving me whole and sound again. I was ready to go to work. Slim unloaded Snips, his horse, for the day, and tightened the cinch. He swung up into the saddle and we set out on our mission, counting and checking 200 yearling steers that were summering on grass. Hey, this was my kind of work. We headed east in a long trot, Slim and I did, and I noticed the Drover stayed at the pickup. Why? Because he's a little weenie. Because he doesn't know beans about the cattle business and doesn't care to learn. Because the day was hot and he wanted to lie around in the shade. Oh, and because his leg was giving him fits, or so he claimed. But that was okay with me. I'd had all of Drover I could stand for one day. You know why Drover is always bored? Because he's locked inside a body with himself. Slim trotted his horse for a few hundred yards until we came to a little bunch of steers, and then he slowed Snips to a walk. He got a good count and wrote the number down in the palm of his left hand. We moved on to the next bunch, and he went through the same procedure. By that time, he had tallied 187 steers, and all we had to do was find the remaining 10. 12. 13. We mushed on to the east. There, under a little rise, we found a bunch lying in some tall grass and sunflowers. I knew my part in this deal, and I did it. I trotted into the middle of the steers and started growling orders. Okay, you lazy bums, stand up and face inspection. Anybody sick? Bloated? Got pink eye? Move around, let's get a good look at you. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. I doubt that Slim could have done the job without me there to help him. I growled him up and stirred him around, and Slim got his count. The only problem was that he came up one short. We rode through the whole pasture again, and he made another count, and he still was one short.